Hi everybody, welcome back to day three of our story about the legend of dumplings. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Carrie.
Let's remind you guys of the story so far. It's about a poor family, a sick mother and her good son.
The mother became sick. She's hungry, but the only thing that she wants is to see a gold ingot.
The boy is good, and he says he'll get it, but he has no idea how. He goes to think about it and falls asleep.
Well, while he's sleeping, the gods tell him what to do. They say he should make dumplings for his mother.
They give him some steps to follow. Then the boy wakes up. Will he do what the gods told him to do?
Well, let's find out in the final part of the story.
Okay.
The Legend of Dumplings.
The son decided to follow the god's steps. He gathered vegetables and mixed flour and water to make dumpling shells. Then he filled the shells with vegetables. He made the dumplings in the same shapeas gold ingots and cooked them. Finally, he fed his mother the dumplings. After she ate them, she felt stronger. Day by day, she got better. Soon, she was not sick anymore. Because of this legend, Chinese people believe dumplings can bring great things. That's why they still eat them during New Year's Eve to wish for good fortune in the new year.
One hour!
Mix. Mix. Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack. Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack. Fill. Fill. The baker filled the moon cakeswith red beans and eggs. The baker filled the moon cakes with red beans and eggs. Shape, shape. The baby knows different types of shapes by playing with blocks. The baby knows different types of shapes by playing with blocks.Believe, believe, believe, believed, believed. My brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them. My brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them.
The story continues. The son decided to follow the god's steps. Now that is good. If a god tells you to do something, you had better do it.
But what were those steps?
Okay, well, I think the gods told him how to make dumplings. Let's see what he does first. Okay. He gathered vegetables, okay, we've seen him do that, and mixed flour and water to make dumpling shells.So, a shell, S-H-E-L-L, shell, is the outside of something. And it's usually harder than what's inside. Now, eggs have shells, okay, and so do turtles and clams and crabs.
Okay, 所以他就采收了一些蔬菜。You mix 一些 flour 跟水好做饺子的 shells. 所以 shell 是什么呢？就是名词，是饺子的外壳。那你也可以用 shell 这个字来形容鸡蛋的壳啊，乌龟的壳啊，蛤蜊的壳啊，螃蟹的壳啊。Shell 就是外壳。
And the sun made shells out of water and flour. Okay, flour, F-L-O-U-R, flour is a powder that you get by grinding grain, especially wheat, and you use to make bread and cakes and pastry, that kind of thing. It's a white powder usually. You can also make flour out of rice, okay? However, make sure you don't get it confused with flour, F-L-O-W-E-R, flour, which is something you give to your sweetheart. If you give her flour, F-L-O-U-R, instead of a flour, F-L-O-W-E-R, she might be angry.
And you will be in trouble. 所以呢，饺子的外壳怎么做，就是用水跟 flour, F-L-O-U-R, 混合。Flour 这边指的是面粉哦，虽然它听起来跟我们情人节希望收到的 flower 花很像，但千万别搞混啦。
So the boy mixed the flour and the water together. If you mix, M-I-X, mix two or more substances, or if they mix, they combine to become a single substance.That cannot be easily separated. Okay, so flour and water is a good example. Also, paints. If you mix red paint and blue paint, you get purple paint. But you can't take the red and the blue out again.
Okay, 所以主人翁呢就把 flour 面粉跟 water 水给 mix 在一起。Mix 只是动词的意思，是混合，可以用在好的地方。你也可以说 "Don't mix it"， 就是别搞混喽，别搞砸喽的意思。
We could also say Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack. Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack.
That sounds nice. 这句话是说 Benson 把花生啊还有南瓜子混在一起当做一个 healthy 健康的小甜心咯。
Let's get back to the story then. What was the next step? Okay. It says, then he filled the shells with vegetables. Okay. To fill is to make something full of something, or it could mean just to become full of something. So you could fill your school bag with books,or fill your stomach full of delicious food.
好来，这边我们看到 fill 这个字，它是动词，是填满的意思。那可以顺便把 full, F-U-L-L 这个字记起来。因为 fill 是动词，它常常加上 with 这个介系词。而 full 是形容词，它常常配上的是 of 这个介系词。所以如果你要说我的书包装满了书，你可以说 filled with books, 或者是 full of books.
And here's another example. The baker filled the mooncakes with red beans and eggs. The baker filled the mooncakes with red beans and eggs.
My baker 指的是面包师傅，他把月饼用 red bean 红豆啊，还有蛋黄填满，就是我们最爱吃的蛋黄酥咯。
Tastes good.
Very nice.
So I'm sure these dumplings tasted good as well. But I still don't see how they're going to help his mum. She wants gold. But wait, the story continues. He made the dumplings in the same shape as gold ingots and cooked them. Oh, that'll make his mum happy.
That's why. 所以主人翁又把所有的饺子都做成像金元宝一样的 shape.这样一定会让他的母亲很开心咯。
And now he made these dumplings the same shape as ingots. And something's shape, S-H-A-P-E, shape, is the form that something has. For example, round, square, triangular, and so on. Most dumplings are kind of round, or I think of them as the same shape as fingers.
Yeah.
And the ones the sun made were shaped like,gold ingots, so they were probably long with square ends.
Okay, 所以 shape 是什么意思？有没有猜到了呢？把饺子做成像金元宝一样的 shape, 所以 shape 就是形状的意思，它是名词。如果我比一个圆形，问你说 what shape is it? 你就可以说 it's a circle. 如果我比一个三角形，问你说 what shape is it? 你可以说 it's a triangle.如果是 what shape is the gold ingots, 就你们自己想象咯。
Like a brick, probably. Here's another sentence. The baby knows different types of shapes by playing with blocks. Okay? The baby knows different types of shapes by playing with blocks.
所以小宝宝常常在玩的小方块啊小乐高啊就可以让他们学到各种 shape, 各种形状的概念。
Yeah, I did that. You have to get them and put them in the right hole in something, right? Okay, are there any more steps in the process, Lee's making the dumplings? The story says, finally, he fed his mother the dumplings.
Wow, did that work?
Let's see. The story says, after she ate them, she felt stronger.
Wow.
Great! It did work!
太棒了，所以病重的母亲在吃完金元宝之后真的好转了耶。
Here are some more details. Day by day, she got better. Soon, she was not sick anymore. Now, when we say day by day, we mean as each day passes, or one day after the other. For example, we could say, the baby is getting bigger day by day.
这边 day by day 的意思是说一天天过去一天天过日子过去的时候母亲呢渐渐的痊愈了真的是太棒了。那我们看到她不再 sick anymore, 是再也不生病的意思。更详细的 anymore 的用法就让我们一起来看看英文快译通。
英文
快译通 Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好我是 Eunice。你们知道吗我家有只狗狗叫做 Muji。它小时候很喜欢咬东西破坏家具。像是有次我家网络突然断了。过没多久它就突然哦哦哦的吐出一大坨网络线呢。这时我才发现啊网络被它咬断吞下肚又反刍出来啦。但是呢 Muji 现在长大了。He doesn't destroy furniture anymore.他现在再也不会破坏家具啦，真是太棒了呢。OK, 今天 Eunice 要来教大家如何用英文表示再也不怎么样怎么样。用法其实很简单，就像我刚刚开头所说的 He doesn't destroy furniture anymore. He doesn't destroy furniture anymore. 意思就是他现在再也不会破坏家具了。这个句子所用到的句型就是 NotAnymore. Anymore 通常都是搭配否定句或者是疑问句。再举个例子好了。像是大家最害怕的就是有一天啊自己的男朋友或女朋友突然跟你说 I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. 意思就是我不再爱你了。听到这句话可能是会心碎的呢。那这个句子如果换成疑问句就会变成女生很爱问男朋友的一个问题。Don't you love me anymore? Don't you love me anymore? 意思就是你不再爱我了吗？男生听到这个问题一定都会觉得很烦吧。说到这里大家一定都会有一个疑问就是 anymore 和 anymore 写成两个字意思一不一样呢？其实啊如果要表达再也不怎么样怎么样的情况下 anymore 写成一个字和两个字都是一样的意思哦。但是呢如果要表达没有任何更多的什么东西就要分开写成 any more 两个字。举个例子来说像是我们大排长龙买票时最怕轮到我们的时候售票员跟我们说 The tickets have sold out, we don't have any more. The tickets have sold out, we don't have any more. 意思就是票已全数卖光我们没有更多票了。在这边的 anymore 后面其实就是省略了 tickets 另外呢 not anymore 的句型我们也可以用 not any longer 来代换哦举例来说像是大家一定都会很期待每次寒暑假的到来这时你就可以说 I can't wait any longer I can't wait any longer 意思就是呢我无法再等下去了意思就是非常期待啦最后要跟大家分享的就是大家在 Facebook 上留言一定会常看到一句英文就是 I can't agree with you more I can't agree with you more 意思就是我非常同意你这句话也可以说成 I can't agree with you anymore I can't agree with you anymore 这边的 anymore 要分开写成两个字才对哦 如果写成一个字，意思就会完全相反，变成我再也不能同意你了。Anymore 这个字看起来很简单，其实很容易误用呢。那大家赶快再来复习一下吧，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, so that is the end of the story about the son and his mother, but the story of dumplings doesn't end there. The article says, because of this legend, Chinese people believe dumplings can bring great things. A legend, L-E-G-E-N-D, legend, is a traditional story that some people think might be true.Sometimes the story isn't true, but sometimes it's just such an old story, we can't prove it. We don't know whether it's true or not.
好啦，最后这几句我们看到 legend 它是一个名词，是传说的意思。这句话是说，因为这个传说，当然我们也不知道是真是假，但是中国的人民都 believe 饺子可以给我们带来好运哦。
Yes, we saw that word believe in the last sentence.To believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E, believe, is to be sure that something is true or that someone is telling the truth. So you can believe what someone tells you, okay, or you can believe in God. Christians, for example, believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
OK, 所以 believe 这个字就是相信的意思，是动词。如果你要很相信某个人呢、啊，或者是某件事，你就可以说 I believe in you. 注意介系词是 in 这个字。
We could also say, my brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them. My brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them.
这边看到一样是 believe in 的用法，另外你也可以注意害怕的用法是 be scared of， 这就是说我哥哥不怕鬼耶 ，because 因为他根本不相信有这个东西。
The story also explains something. That's why they Chinese people still eat them during New Year's Eve to wish for good fortune in the new year.
所以啦，我们中国人超爱在除夕夜吃点饺子，因为我们都相信会给新的一年带来好兆头的。
And that is the end of the article. So let's wrap everything up.
以上就是今天的课程喽。
And that's the story of dumplings and why people eat them on New Year's Eve. Now I'll tell you guys a secret. We recorded this just before New Year's Eve. Okay, Chinese New Year.What are you planning to do during Chinese New Year, Carrie?
Well, I would love to take my mom and my family to travel around some foreign country because they have never been to any. So I really want to fulfill their dreams this year. I don't want to postpone it year after year.
Okay.
Remember, what's the meaning of anymore? So what about you, Pat?
Well, I will probably stay in Taiwan and spend time with my family, my new family.
That's very nice.
I don't think we're going to travel this year because we've already been on vacation at Christmas and we can't afford another holiday. Okay, so that is the end of the article about the story about dumplings. We hope that you all have a great time during Chinese New Year. Enjoy your time off.
Okay, thank you for watching us. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My thumb hurts. I think it's broken.
My thumb hurts. I think it's broken.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。不知道各位同学有没有过运动受伤的经验呢？如果今天你跟朋友打球，结果拇指受伤了，英文该怎么说呢？你可以说 My thumb hurts, I think it's broken. 我的拇指很痛，我想是骨折了。Thumb 就是大拇指的意思。英文中五个手指头的讲法都不一样。例如小拇指，我们可以叫它 little finger， 或者是 pinky。这边有一个特别要注意的用法，就是 hurt。Something hurts 就代表某个部位很痛的意思，例如我的脚很痛 ，My foot hurts。要记住的是 ，hurt 必须要使用主动语态，可不要写成 My foot is hurt 哦。而后面的句子，我们看到 broken 就代表骨折的意思。My thumb is broken 就代表我的大拇指骨折了。My arm is broken 我的手臂骨折了。而 broken 用来形容东西的时候，则是代表某样东西坏掉了、故障了。例如 My computer is broken 就表示我的电脑故障了。好了，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。My thumb hurts, I think it's broken. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
My thumb hurts, I think it's broken.
My thumb hurts, I think it's broken.
The legend of dumplings.
The sun decided to follow the gods' steps.He gathered vegetables and mixed flour and water to make dumpling shells. Then he filled the shells with vegetables. He made the dumplings in the same shape as gold ingots and cooked them. Finally, he fed his mother the dumplings. After she ate them,She felt stronger. Day by day, she got better. Soon, she was not sick anymore. Because of this legend, Chinese people believe dumplings can bring great things. That's why they still eat them during New Year's Eve to wish for good fortune.In the new year.
Mix. Mix. Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack. Benson mixed nuts and pumpkin seeds together for a healthy snack. Fill.Fill. The baker filled the moon cakes with red beans and eggs. The baker filled the moon cakes with red beans and eggs. Shape. Shape. The baby knows different types of shapes by playing with blocks. The baby knowsDifferent types of shapes by playing with blocks. Believe, 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 believed, believed. My brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them. My brother isn't scared of ghosts because he doesn't believe in them.